Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off our final show of 2021, putting that in the rear view and now looking forward to 2022. We won't talk to you again after today until 2022. And one of my pet peeves, Kip, is that guy.
What guy?
That guy at the end of every year, right? Like you see him the last week of 2021, and then he says, I'll see you next year. That guy drives me nuts.
Okay. Where did that come from?
I'm just making mention of it.
Okay.
That guy that says on December 27th, I'll see you next year, when you're going to see him on like January 3rd, like 6 days later, you're going to see him and he says, I'll see you next year. That guy irritates me.
Okay. Well, good morning.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group studios. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by the Bennett Auto Group.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Just don't say, I'll see you next year.
I'll see you in 2022.
Now, that I can handle.
Well, that's the same as I'll see you next year.
It's not the same. It's the not the year? Same. No, it's not the same.
I mean, you argue semantics more than anybody.
One thing that was not semantical is the firing of Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. And I'll be honest, I don't really understand what's going on here. Look, at the end of the day, I feel like Urban Meyer did one thing wrong in his whole tenure there in Jacksonville. And that one thing was that guy that he hired, that coach he hired at the beginning of the season from Iowa or Iowa State, wherever he was, who had been in some trouble. Like, I think that other than that, I don't see the issues here. When when he was in Ohio at his own bar, it's not his fault that he's got some woman trying to back it up to him. That's not his deal. He's just sitting there minding his business.
Yeah, he looked like he was minding his business on the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there minding his own business.
Okay.
Not doing anything wrong.
He didn't get up and walk away.
It's his bar.
I mean,
he's the owner. Why should he have to leave his establishment?
He didn't get up and walk away. If somebody's violating your space, you get up and walk away. And if it's a guy, you punch him in the mouth.
And then, you know, he's won at least three national championships that I can recall off the top of my head. Hall of Fame coach, and his team isn't performing to his standard of excellence. And he calls into question the coaching of the team and that how hard the players are playing.
Well,
you know, what did he do?
He was successful at the college game, and he's another in the long line of coaches that tried to take that next step to the NFL that fell flat on their face. Remember Nick Saban with the Dolphins? Now he's the greatest coach of all time, but he fell flat on his face in Miami.
Well, I'm just saying, in that incident, right, we already have the incident where this woman, you know, just takes it upon herself to – you know, kind of grind it out on Urban, who's just an innocent bystander.
Who's married.
And right, and he's just in his own bar, right? And then, you know, his team isn't performing, so he questions the integrity of his coaches. That happens at every level.
Yeah, but that was after a game they had just lost in Cincinnati, and he didn't fly back with his team.
Well, you're talking
to
about
Jacksonville.
You're talking about the grinding issue. I'm talking about where allegedly he called some of his coaches losers. He's trying to inspire these guys. This happens at every level across the board in professional sports. When you're not winning, you try and shake things up. You try and challenge people. That's what he's doing in his own locker room. He's trying to challenge and motivate people.
Well, it didn't work. He got fired.
And then with Josh Lambeau, he's absolutely 1,000% correct. Josh Lambeau should make his kicks. What are we doing here?
Well, if Urban Meyer would have walked up and kicked me like Josh Lambeau said he kicked him, I would have punched Urban Meyer in the mouth. I guess that's on Josh Lambeau for not nipping that in the bud. You probably, knowing you, you probably go whine to social media, so-and-so kicked me, and he took my whatever it was, the last cup of popcorn or whatever. So, I mean, people handle situations differently. I mean, so Urban Meyer came to Jacksonville, and his system that he was successful with in college doesn't work on the NFL level. So he's out. Good luck, Urban. Land somewhere on your feet. I mean, you could have quit a month earlier. I mean, you could have had those phantom chest pains like you did when Nick Saban ran you out of the SEC. Or you could have, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Good luck to you, Urban. You'll land on your feet.
All I'm saying is this guy was unfairly fired. He did nothing wrong other than...
lose.
Other than hiring that guy from Iowa as a coach to his staff, which he then immediately corrected by firing him. Since then, all he's done was
lose.
Be at his bar and have some stranger come up to him and grind on him. And he's, you know, she's a customer.
Lose.
So he's not going to be rude to her. And then try to motivate his coaches and his players.
Lose.
And then tell his kicker to make his kicks. And he gets fired for that?
He got fired because he was losing.
Did they expect that Urban Meyer was going to come in and make that with a rookie quarterback, a playoff team?
Maybe a 500 team.
I don't think so.
Losing. Lost the locker room. You can't talk to professional athletes the way you talk to walk-on, fourth-generation Ohio State Buckeye alumni grandkids who just want to have a uniform.
I just want to say, I'm going on record and saying, unfairly fired. And then the Jaguars have the audacity now to try to withhold his buyout. He's got a $50 million buyout that Jacksonville said that they're not going to pay him, and they're going to court over it.
He was fired over calls.
I'm just saying there's
fired a 50... Fired for calls is a different story.
$50 million buyout.
I mean, if you want to be Urban's agent, give him a call.
You have my interest.
Whatever.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. National Early Signing Day has come and gone, and we have some local talent that will be taking their abilities to Saturday afternoons and evenings. Brunswick High offensive lineman held true to his commitment, Kenaya Charlton, committing to Florida State. Army wide receiver Tyson Rooks will head to the Big Ten to play for Illinois. And Camden County running back Jamie Felix stays in-state and will be heading to Atlanta to become a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter at Bishop_show and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. National Early Signing Day has come and gone, and we have some local talent that will be taking their abilities to Saturday afternoons and evenings. Brunswick High offensive lineman held true to his commitment, Kenaya Charlton, committing to Florida State. Army wide receiver Tyson Rooks will head to the Big Ten to play for Illinois. And Camden County running back Jamie Felix stays in-state and will be heading to Atlanta to become a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter at Bishop_show and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Columbia, South Carolina has been renamed Rattlerville, Gamecocks SEC East champs. Apparently, the standard has changed in Tallahassee. 5 wins now gets you a contract extension. Mario Cristobal about to learn the black hole of coaching, Miami. Bo Nix on his way to Georgia to be Carson Beck's backup. For once, Lane Kiffin is right, college football free agency. What exactly did Urban Meyer do wrong? Josh Lambeau should make his kicks. USC, another great early signing class, all 6 of them. A number one recruiting class for Texas A&M. Does anyone do less with more than Jimbo Fisher? The new flagship school in the state of Florida, UCF. I would like to introduce you to the next coach at the University of Texas, Urban Meyer. Jags, get Eric Bieniemy signed ASAP. You want to talk about box office bonanza? Here it comes, the return of Neo. And these are my thoughts.
You spent what? 3 minutes saying absolutely nothing on the weekend review. Just a bunch of gibberish. Like a 18-month-old learning how to talk.
What?
I mean,
what exactly? Wow. Like, what exactly offended you?
Mean, you said
you've had a bad morning, Kip.
I mean, you said absolutely, you said 5 or 6 things that made absolutely no sense.
Like what?
Bo Nix going to Georgia. South Carolina going to win the East next year in the SEC.
I feel very strongly about all of those.
Urban Meyer is going to be the next head coach of Texas.
Right.
What else did you say? Central Florida, the flagship school of the state of Florida, with their 42-ranked recruiting class.
They're ahead of Florida.
Wow. I mean, what else did you say? I lost count.
The Matrix. The Matrix Resurrections.
What is that?
This... this weekend in theaters.
What is that? Tell me about it. Matrix.
I'm not going to go into this with you because, see, like I see Entrapment when I see Entrapment. We were just talking about sports. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the best movie ever made. The original Matrix is the best movie ever made, hands down. And they're coming up with a fourth installment, which comes out this weekend. Much anticipated. Much anticipated. Box office bonanza. They're going to be lines out the doors. I personally cannot wait.
Is that the one with Ryan Reynolds? Is that the new Ryan Reynolds movie? Is that
No, Kip. No, Kip, it's not.
Okay.
It is not. Okay. You mentioned UCF, 42nd ranked class. Florida had the 50th ranked class.
Actually, 51st, but we'll get to them in the next segment.
Okay.
I'm going to address that in the next segment on the butt hurt list.
A&M number one, Alabama number two, and Georgia all the way down to number three.
Yeah, I mean, top five recruiting classes equate into, you know, being, well, not in Texas A&M's case. I mean, like you said, they do less with more. Kind of reminds you of Waycross a little bit.
That's three. That was completely unnecessary.
I mean, what?
Completely unnecessary. We're not even talking high school football. There's no high school.
This is the segment where we used to talk about high school football.
Well, high school football is over.
I got you.
High school football is over, and the number one team, the team that finished number one on top of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, was the Benedict 10 Cadets.
Yeah, they had a fantastic year. They're a champion.
Yeah, so as they should. They're the number one team moving into next year.
Yeah, they're number one. They won a championship.
We weren't talking about the Ware. First off, it's the Ware County Gators.
I always get that mixed up. I'm
sorry. No, you don't get it mixed up.
I mean, I've been going to Waycross my whole life, man. I grew up in this part of the state, and that's just a slip of the tongue, man. I apologize to any Ware County fans that I may have offended. That's just, you know, I remember going to Waycross back in the day, and, you know, the Waycross Bulldogs were the only ticket in town. It takes some getting used to.
Like 1984 back in the day?
I mean, the only team in that county that's ever won a state championship. How did we get off on this tangent?
You took us there. This is what you do. This is why I'm here. Is because if you just did this by yourself, there would never be any type of semblance, any type of order. It would just be all ramblings all over the place,
and there would be
no sustainability in the show. That's why I'm here, is to keep the train on the tracks.
Who does less with more? Man, I just was thinking out loud for a second. I'm sorry.
Don't do that anymore.
Texas A&M, think out loud. Number one recruiting class. For an 8-4 team. I mean, Jimbo's been recruiting well over the last 4 or 5 years there, but they can't seem to get over the 8-4 hump. I mean, they're going to the Gator Bowl, man.
Yeah.
They're going to get a Gator Bowl swag bag and play the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Is that who's there?
Yeah, they're playing Wake Forest, the ACC runner-up. I mean, that
Texas, Arkansas's playing Penn State.
In the Outback Bowl.
And so Texas A&M is playing. Oh, yeah. I see what you're doing here.
Auburn's playing. Where's Auburn playing? In the Birmingham Bowl?
Yeah. I guess. I was looking at who their opponent was earlier today.
They're playing the Houston Cougars.
Houston's going to beat them.
I mean, Auburn, you know, have they dropped into like a third or fourth tier SEC team, SEC program now? They can't beat Georgia. They can't beat Alabama.
Well, they're the only you say that. They're the only team in the SEC that has beaten Nick Saban on any type of regularity, period.
Where's that got them?
I'm just making a point.
I mean, they're 6-6 going to Birmingham, Alabama for a bowl game.
This is what I'm going to tell
80
you.
80 miles, right?
Consistency. LSU? No. A&M? Once. Georgia? Never. Not since Saban's been there. Florida? Can't get it done. Tennessee, been a dumpster fire. Who's left? Auburn.
Who?
They've won 3 or 4 games against Nick Saban.
6-6, Auburn? Who've lost 14 out of their last 17 to the Georgia Bulldogs?
I make a point, and then you swerve it to somewhere in left field that's not what we're talking about.
Hey, man, I'm just following you. I'm following the lead, man.
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
There's also a Mario Brothers movie coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's an animated movie.
Okay.
But it's going to be like an adult animated movie.
Is the Matrix animated?
No, it's not, Kip.
Okay. Is it like one of them? Is that the one that Wesley Snipes was in, or was that The Blade?
The Blade?
Or Blade. What? Which one was Wesley Snipes in?
Well, obviously you know the answer to that question. So today I am not dignifying idiocy.
I mean, I haven't seen The Matrix. I was just asking. Is that some sort of like
You have seen The Matrix.
Is that
everybody,
some sort of Marvel?
Everybody,
movie?
Everybody has seen The Matrix.
Okay.
It's time for your butthurt list.
It's this week's edition of the butthurt list.
It should be 1 through 5 Urban Meyer.
No, we're doing the early signing day edition of the butthurt list. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention, okay.
At number 6. UCF comes in at number 42. You in here week after week after week. UCF this, blah, blah, blah.
They
blah,
finished
blah,
ahead
blah,
of Florida
blah.
And Miami.
They finished 42nd in the country. They got Gus Miles on. They signed 1 4-star player in their recruiting class. And number 5 on the butthurt list. Keep in mind that Vandy finished 36 in early signing day. Put that in perspective.
Yeah, they did a good job. Andy,
number five on the butt hurt list. Coming in at number 49, the Miami Hurricanes.
Okay. My point exactly.
Yeah, they had a tough go of it, the Canes. They get out, they go and get a coach from Oregon. He comes back home. Hopefully he'll turn things around in South Beach or Coral Gables or wherever they're located down there. They're going to win under Mario Cristobal, by the way. Number four on the
I agree with that statement. They are going to win with Mario Cristobal.
They're going to win big. They're going to be the flagship program in the state of Florida in about 2 years.
They're going to be the front runner in the ACC for sure.
Number four on the butt hurt list. Coming in at number 51, the Florida Gators. Oh, my goodness. Guys, you go out and you hire Billy Napier. He does go in and get a five-star out of IMG. Dan Mullen just asleep at the wheel during recruiting season. We'll worry about recruiting when the season's over. Well, obviously, the season's over, and here you are sitting at number 51. Not going to cut it.
Here's a question I have for you. Will Dan Mullen ever get another head coaching job in the college game?
Not a big-time job.
Okay.
He'll go somewhere as a big-time offensive coordinator, but he won't go anywhere and get a big-time job anymore.
Okay.
He can't recruit.
Okay.
He sealed his own fate. Number three on the butt hurt list, signing day edition, Nebraska rolls in here at number 53. The once proud Cornhusker program.
That's another possible destination for Urban Meyer is Nebraska.
The once proud Huskers are just a perennial bottom feeder now in the Big Ten. They left the Big 12, go to Big Ten. Man, I don't know what's wrong with these guys.
They should have stayed in the Big 12 because they'd be sitting in a much better place than they are currently in the Big Ten. Yep.
Number two on the butt hurt list, coming in at number 70. Southern Cal, USC, Lincoln Riley, dude. You leave Oklahoma and you go out to USC. You have a couple of weeks of recruiting. You roll in here with the number 70th rated recruiting class.
He had a grand total of six commit to USC. Six. That's it. Yeah. To USC. Mm-hmm. Six.
Mm-hmm. For comparison's sake, Arkansas State finished at number 66. I'm just throwing out some comparisons.
I wonder, and how many kids did Arkansas State have to commit?
Obviously, the recruiting services thought more highly of them than they did USC. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, and I hate to pile on these guys.
Georgia?
No, the Florida State Seminoles. Their recruiting class, they had the number one player in the state of Georgia, committed to him for over a year and a half.
That's number one player in the country.
In the country, and he ditches them on signing day to sign with Jackson State and Coach Prime, Time Sanders. And he throws their hat around at the ceremony, the Florida State hat. I've seen pictures of Florida State fans burning their primetime jersey on social media. The Seminoles are butthurt. As of today, Mike Norvell, with the recent hires, is the worst head coach in the state of Florida.
They just gave him an extension, 2 more years.
They just gave him an extension. They're getting ditched at the altar, coming in runner-up to Jackson State. I mean, what the heck's going on in Tallahassee, man? Tell me, Jack, are they ever going to come out of this funk that they're in?
Yes, but not under Mike Norvell.
Urban Meyer could land there in 2 years.
Another possible candidate for an Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is going to land somewhere that's a traditional power that is desperate to get back. That's where he's going to end up. Texas, Nebraska, another good suggestion, Florida State.
Well, Herb probably is not going to land in Tallahassee. They got a tradition of missing field goals there in big football games, so he's probably not going to end up there. But Texas in a couple of years? That could be a great spot for Herb to land.
I'm telling you right now, write this down. Urban Meyer will become the next head coach for one of two schools, the University of Texas or the University of Nebraska. He's going to end up at one of those two places.
Urban Meyer. He could end up. Where could Urban end up, man?
I just told you, Texas or Nebraska.
Nebraska would be a good spot. What about one of the Arizona schools. Herb could win in Arizona.
I mean, here's the thing with me though, Kip, and you know, you can see this differently if you want. That's fine. For me, I feel like that the only programs that are going to be desperate enough to hire Urban Meyer, because even when he's won at other programs, there's been a lot of stuff in the program that's been kind of ugly. I think the only programs that are going to be desperate enough to hire him to deal with all of that, and then, of course, everything that happened in Jacksonville, are going to be those programs that once won, that once were proud traditional powers, and now are completely as far away from that as you can be almost. And they want to get back, and they're desperate to do it. And who is the guy that has proven that he can win at those types of programs?
Urban. He won at Utah. He won at Florida. He won at Ohio State. I mean, he could end up at Notre Dame one day.
Well,
you never know.
I mean, if the Notre Dame job is, I don't think Notre Dame would actually hire him, regardless.
He could end up at a place like UCLA.
UCLA is another possible.
Lincoln Riley.
Another possible landing
USC
spot.
USC versus Herb across town there at UCLA. Man, that could be good.
I don't think Herb would do that because, again, there's Lincoln Riley there in USC to tend with Oregon. If he does Texas or Nebraska, who's there to beat?
What would Urban Meyer do with the talent that Jimbo Fisher's recruiting at Texas A&M?
Win a national championship.
He would.
He would. He'd already done it.
I mean, Jimbo, you better start getting it done or the Aggies are going to lose patience with you. Herb could win at Texas A&M. He could win at Texas.
Another thing I wanted to mention, too, about your recruiting class is Georgia State finishes inside the top 100. That program is beginning to trend upward.
Arizona State finished at 85, one spot behind Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State finishes just behind.
Georgia State out-recruited Arizona State.
Yes, they did. And so, you know, you got Vandy coming in at 36. You got UCF coming in at 42. And you would have us believe.
Where did Cincinnati finish, Kip?
38.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, all behind SEC schools except Florida.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, Christmas is around the corner. Let's get ahead of the game. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Tell your significant other to come on in and make a wish list and you'll get 20% off anytime. Then, Men's Day on December 11th, everything on their wish list will be 30% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.
Sure. Well, so we've been talking, you know, a lot about the Atlanta Braves the last couple of weeks with all of a sudden, you know, them back in the race and, of course, me predicting months ago that they were going to win the division. And here they are pushing for the division. Shocker.
That is true.
Yeah. So, Ian Anderson, I want to talk about him. Goes out on the injured list right there at the All-Star break. And, of course, that makes things look even more bleak for the Atlanta Braves at the time. And so Brian Snicker, his manager, said, putting him on the 10-day injured list, he's been there longer than that, but putting him on the 10-day injured list for shoulder inflammation. What shoulder inflammation, Dr. Sasser?
That's a great question. That's kind of a umbrella or a wastebasket type term for a lot of things, really and truly. And especially with pitchers, with baseball players, throwers in general, I mean, a lot of things can get inflamed. A lot of times for the pitchers, it's usually their rotator cuff more than anything, which I know a coach and a manager doesn't like to hear those two words, because rotator cuff issues in pitchers, that's not a good prognosis.
Dr. Sasser, do you think this could be a thing? You know, Ian Anderson's still a young kid, and, you know, going into his first full season. And so, you know, here he is at the All-Star break. He's probably around 100 innings or so, maybe a little more than that. Do you think this could be something where shoulder inflammation could be, we just need him to rest his shoulder for a little while because it's bothering him because he's picked up so many innings that he's not accustomed to?
Sure, and I think that's exactly what it is. You know, we see these days, we see a lot of kids that specialize in sports much earlier in their life. When you and I were growing up, basically, especially when I was growing up, my mom would take me down to the rec department and sign me up for whatever sport was available. Now, if y'all have ever seen a picture of me, you know that it wasn't football, because I really wasn't built for football. But everything else I played. And if you read about the Manning brothers, they would do the same thing. But a lot of these guys specialize young, and they have had hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of innings on that shoulder. And it basically accumulates into an overuse type injury, which goes back to what you're saying. I think probably what has happened is he's had a lot of innings, a lot of important innings, so where he's really had to stay in the game and not just toss it over the plate. And so that puts a lot of pressure on him and pressure on his shoulder, and that's what we're getting.
Yeah,
just more of an overuse type injury.
Yeah, Lord knows when he was healthy, the bullpen was great at blowing games. So
right.
Try to keep the starter in as long as you could.
Right.
Here's something that I found interesting from what he said. When he went out with his injury in his post-game presser, he said that from his normal release point, that's where the pain was in his normal release point. But in order to try to gut it out for the team, because they needed him to take the ball, because I think they had just had somebody else go on the IL right before that, Ronald Acuna. Ronald Acuna had gone on the IL the day before that they gave him the ball. So he said he needed to take the ball. He needed to go out there for his team. He knew his shoulder was bothering him. And anytime that he hit his normal slot in his release point, that's when it really hurt. So he went out there and started throwing from different release points, just trying to save himself some pain. Of course, he got knocked around because he's not used to pitching that way. Right. What are your takeaways from that? Him saying that his pain is from the normal release point throwing, but not from another release point throwing as well.
Well, and again, you have to think about it. There are basically 13 muscles that surround the shoulder. And so a lot of times with pitchers, any type of throwing sport, when something hurts, they'll try to compensate and use something else. So if you drop your shoulder a little bit, you can be using another group of muscles. And what I think is probably happening, again, goes back to sort of that rotator cuff pathology, tendonitis. When he was right at his release point, that's when it maximally exerted a force on that muscle group. It could be the rotator cuff, it could have been the biceps attachment, something like that. And then when he dropped his arm down and tried to submarine it a little bit or just kind of move it over, that's when he was just trying to bypass that muscle, that tendinous insertion. And that can get you in trouble too. We see a lot of kids, a lot of baseball players that get ulnar collateral ligament injury, Tommy John type injury, because of they have weakness in their shoulders. So then they drop their arm down and they put more pressure on that elbow.
Again, Dr. Bo Sastra joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Institute, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. All right, so Dr. Sastra, moving forward, he gets a rest. He's on his way back. He's going to pitch, I believe, this weekend, if not the beginning of the week. Anything that we should be concerned about moving forward with his shoulder inflammation?
Yes, the bullpen. So, because honestly, I think it would be important, and they probably know that. I mean, these guys have been dealing with pitchers. I would limit his innings. I wouldn't let him go out there for 6 or 7 innings. I would limit him. Justin, as long as you can, keep him out there. But then I would also tell the bullpen, y'all need to step up. Like, we're not going, this guy's got to be in for the long haul. Y'all need to step up.
Yeah, because Ian Anderson, the future is really bright. You don't want to sacrifice him long term for 1 month of the season.
Right, yeah. Right.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser, for taking the time.
I appreciate it.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Dr. Sasser, of course, doing a pre-recorded interview on Ian Anderson. We also want to talk about George Pickens, and we'll see if we can't find that one as well. But I do agree with him. Don't want to sacrifice Ian Anderson. So, yeah, make sure he's healthy in the offseason.
Yes, he had a good postseason for the Braves, and they're world champions now, even after you picked them to go nowhere at Memorial Day. This past year that we're about to conclude. Braves are done. Write this down. Braves are done. You said that countless times. Now you want to sit back and, yeah, I told you all along the Braves are going to win the World Series. Yeah, they did.
Well, of course, everyone that paid attention to that really knew what I meant was that.
They knew what you meant.
They knew what I meant. They awesome. Knew what I meant was that it was done, that the Braves were going to win. It was done. And, nice. And of course, everybody that listens to this show knows.
Nice spin job.
That's what I meant.
You need to run a political campaign. I mean, that may be your future. You could be one of these spin doctors that go on the major news networks and spin things to, you know, say exactly what you want it to say.
I just tell the truth, Kip. That's all I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
I guess it's appropriate that on the last show of the year that you get a song, a rejoin play that you want to have played.
I mean, every rejoin comes from that era for some reason.
That's not true. There was like a Spice Girl somewhere in here today.
In the mid-90s. I mean, there was like Mario. Was it Pac-Man you had? What was
that? It was a Mario Brothers.
Okay.
There was a 1901 Phoenix, which is like 2000s.
Okay. I mean,
you're just not listening to the show.
I mean, you brought attention to it. So, I mean, okay. For somebody that criticizes the 80s as much as you do, I mean, we sure have a lot of rejoiners that are 80s songs on this show.
So they want us to pick some college games instead of complain.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. UAB at number 13, BYU in the Independence Bowl. I'll take BYU.
I'm going to take UAB. That's BYU a bad pick. Did not look good against Georgia Southern in Statesboro.
Mm.
So I'm picking UAB to win that football game.
In the New Orleans Bowl, Louisiana Lafayette, number 23, against Marshall. I'll take Louisiana Lafayette. They've had a good year.
I'll take La La also.
Number 24, San Diego State versus Texas San Antonio in the Frisco Bowl. Texas San Antonio's had a fantastic season. I'm taking them in the upset.
I'm taking San Diego State. They're a good football team.
Number 20, Houston against Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl. I'm taking Houston to win this game. Some would call it an upset, but it's really not because Houston's actually ranked higher than Auburn.
I'm going to take Houston to win. I mean, Auburn, they don't have a quarterback. Mm. They've got issues. I'm not sure what's going on there.
18 NC State against UCLA in the Holiday Bowl. That ACC, it's just junk to me. I'll take UCLA here.
I'm going to take NC State. I mean, UCLA's awful. NC State's not much better. So it's one of these meaningless bowl games that you have to be subject to watch during this time of year. So I'll take NC State.
Number 19, Clemson against Iowa State in the Cheez-It Bowl. Clemson's in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Hmm. What has happened to the proud Clemson Tigers? I'll take them to beat Iowa State.
I'm not. I'm taking Iowa State to knock them off. I think Iowa State beats them. 14, Oregon, 16, Oklahoma in the Alamo Bowl. A team of almosts. Or a game of almost. Two teams of almosts. I'll take Oklahoma.
I'll take Oklahoma. Neither team is going to be in this game with a head coach. Think about that for a second.
That's a good point.
Yep.
12, Pitt. Number 10, Michigan State in the Peach Bowl. Michigan State, way too physical for Pitt. I'll take Michigan State.
Plus, Pitt's quarterback opted out, so I'm definitely taking Michigan State.
25, Texas A&M. 17, Wake Forest in the Gator Bowl. Number one recruiting class, and you're in the Gator Bowl.
I'll take the I'll take the Texas A&M Aggies to win this football game. You get my bad.
Texas A&M.
All right.
21, Arkansas, Penn State, Outback Bowl. I'll take Arkansas
here. I'll take Arkansas. Arkansas is going to end up with a 9-win season, man, with Sam Pittman.
Number 9, Oklahoma State. Number 5, Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. I go back and forth on this game. I've got Oklahoma State circled, but I'm changing my pick. I'm going with Notre Dame.
I've got Notre Dame circled. Oklahoma State, you are what we thought you were. You came up 4 inches short of the college football playoff.
Okay. 22, Kentucky. 15, Iowa. Kentucky is going to blow out Iowa in the Citrus Bowl.
They're not
going
to blow them out, but I think they'll win.
Kentucky blows them out. 11, Utah in the Rose Bowl. Number 6, Ohio State. Utah blows the doors off Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
They probably get blown out. I'll take Ohio State. Something to prove having to watch Michigan in the playoff. Ohio State's going to drill Utah.
We might need to put a little friendly wager on that.
Yeah, we can.
How about a golf game?
You already owe me how many? What? I mean, you said talking about golf game. I mean, I got a year's membership off of you already. All right, go ahead.
Number 7, Baylor. Number 8, Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl. I'll take Baylor.
I'll take Ole Miss.
Okay. Number 4, Cincinnati. Number 1, Alabama in the Cotton Bowl. Cincinnati feels disrespected. Alabama has not played well for the most part of the season except for that game of Georgia. Cincinnati is better than what you think they are. They've got an elite kid playing quarterback who is battle-tested. Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas plays tough against Alabama, but ultimately too many 5-stars on the other side of the field.
A lot of 5-stars. But this is going to be a close game.
I agree.
It's going to be a close game, and I'll take Alabama to win. But Cincinnati is not a bad football team. They're not your typical flag football conference team.
Number 3, Georgia. Number 2, Michigan in the Orange Bowl. Georgia is going to throttle the Wolverines. This game will not be close at any point during the football game.
That's what you said in the SEC Championship. I'm going to take Georgia in a close game, and it'll be a four-quarter game. I'll take Georgia 31-21 type game.
I'll take Georgia 56-7 over Michigan.
Okay.
In the SEC, Mizzou in the Armed Forces Bowl against Army. I'll take Army.
I'm taking Army, too.
UCF and Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl. Here's what's interesting about this game. Now, remember, a couple years ago, UCF and Florida had some negotiations about playing a game. UCF wanted to play a home-and-home or a neutral site game, and Florida said no to both of those, but then countered and said, you can come to us twice, and we'll come to you once. And UCF said, are you kidding? We're the defending national champions. No.
Florida's got a 90,000-seat stadium. Central Florida's got a 35,000-seat stadium. It made more sense economically for Central Florida to do that. That was their way of getting out of a beating. Florida, in spite of being 6-6, they're beating Central Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl.
You couldn't be more wrong. UCF blows out the Gators. Texas Tech, Mississippi State. I'll take Mississippi State in the Liberty Bowl.
Me too.
North Carolina, South Carolina, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. North Carolina wins.
Yes.
Purdue and Tennessee in the Music City Bowl.
I'll take Tennessee.
And in the ACC, Washington State and Miami in the Sun Bowl. I'm taking Washington State here.
I'll take Miami.
Really?
I don't know why, but I just feel like they're fired up with Mario Cristobal coming home. I just think the Canes are fixing to take off.
I don't think they're going to take off. I mean, I think it's going to take them a couple of years before Cristobal can effectively recruit that South Florida area. But better believe it, he's going to recruit it.
If he keeps 4 and 5 stars in South Florida home, Miami will be a national championship contender really fast.
I mean, you're talking about Miami getting back to the threshold. You're talking about USC becoming a player again. Florida is going to get back to being the second best team in the SEC East, and eventually. Urban Meyer is going to have Texas contending for national championships.
Cristobal, all he's got to do is recruit the Orlando and South area of the state of Florida and get his share of the talent, and Miami will be back.
UCF is going to be contending for national championships in the Big 12 now.
UCF has hit their ceiling as a football team.
Oh, Gus Malzahn's not done down there, my friend.
Gus has been done for quite some time. He just hasn't realized it yet. When Auburn fires you, he's not getting another major gig. He's at a like bottom feeder program like Central Florida.
They're going to beat Florida and become flagship school of the state. Not.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. National Early Signing Day has come and gone, and we had some local talent that will be taking their abilities to Saturday afternoons and evenings. Brunswick High offensive lineman held true to his commitment, Kanaya Charlton, committing to Florida State. Wide receiver Tyson Rooks will head to the Big Ten to play for Illinois. And Camden County running back
Jamie Felix stays in state and will be heading to Atlanta to become a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on Twitter at @Bishop_show and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach.